gentleman who is getting very great reviews is Jimmy Twin. Thanks for coming in to Joy.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
And congratulations as well.
Exactly.
Because is it official yet? Is it? Yeah, because you've actually put it on your social media page. Is it out and about?
It is out and about, yes.
So you've just won Men on Men exhibition at the Laird Hotel.
That's correct, yes.
Good on you. And we, all three of us, were judges on it. I won't say it. What does that... And we spoke to Brett before we went in judging and before it was open as well. We've spoken a little bit about the exhibition a few weeks back. But what's it like for you as an artist, and why did you enter a competition like that?
Well, I've been entering the Men on Men art competition since 2009.
Oh, okay.
So I think it started in 2008. So,
right.
So for most of its history, I've been entering in mostly teddy bear type drawings and more whimsical sort of portrayals of, I guess, the innocence and vulnerability that's associated with masculinity, mm-hmm. and that side that makes it beautiful as well as strong and sexy. Yep. So,
And so you haven't been put off, you know, the fact that you haven't won it before?
Oh, no. I think that, so Brett and staff at the Laird, they do a wonderful job for promoting emerging artistic talent. And I think that it's great to be amongst a collection year after year that people take the concept of, most of the time it's been celebrating masculinity, to look at the various aspects. So whether you look at the human psyche, physical form, relationship, sex, at all, like will be this wonderful display of how people can take that given theme and just run with it.
Yeah. Now, what was your winning entry this year?
So my winning entry was quite expected. That I wasn't even going to enter it, to be honest.
Oh, really?
So it's called Grief, and it was a bit...
Because it's so different to what you normally do, isn't
so, it? Yeah, so it's a very raw emotive piece, and it was...
Very dark?
Quite dark. So to give a bit of backstory, that my mother passed away quite recently, and very unexpectedly.
Oh, sad.
So period of time that she went to hospital with back pain, and... then died like it was 2 weeks later.
Wow.
So it was, and that completely threw my world around, because she was one of my best friends and biggest support for my artwork as well, and also encouraged me to put in teddy bear type pictures into the Men on Men to sort of stir the pot a bit. So let's give something that they're not expecting to have on the walls there at the Laird. And I think this was very much a journey with me and myself. So using art as a therapy, and sort of help seeking as well for myself to look at and examine what emotions I've been going through, and to reflect times also that I felt grief in the past. So friends passing away within the community over the years, unfortunate statistics about that for, I think, many people in our community, and also just my own coming out experience as well. And I guess it was very raw and emotive, and I found the work myself quite confronting, and for that reason I wasn't going to put it in. My housemate David told me to put it in, and that's what then I just went with it. So,
had you used art in the past as sort of a cathartic process? Or
Very much so. So I won't deny that being depressed in the past, and one thing that has been strongly advocated, that's I like doing arts, and yes, use art as a therapy, as a form of release. A lot of people don't see some work that I create.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even look at it again sometimes, mm-hmm. depending. But it's more so to look at that way of outletting and expressing emotions, and everyone can do it in different ways, but I think art's a very effective tool for that.
And just to give our listeners a bit of an idea, it's very dark, as in black almost, and then there's these three images, three people that you see, and they're actually quite colourful, their face, with sorrow on their face, and with one holding a teddy bear in his arm as well. So, you know, like, it drew me straight away. I turned the corner and saw it and went, wow. And I just had to go over there and just stand and stare at it.
Yeah, it was just like using the imagery of, I guess, using parts of ourselves that, in order to cope and also You put on a fake smile and you put on a persona. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is like looking at the stages of grief that will become sometimes overwhelming, that you'll put yourself forward as perhaps like a presentable little teddy bear, but you're just vulnerable and overcome with these sort of like different faces of yourself.
Yep.
And even though they may try to come across as approachable and nice and friendly, you can tell that it's definitely not the case if you allow it to.
I also found it interesting that you had two others in there, which were very much the teddy bear, the fun little teddy bears that you, you're fairly well known for. And they'd been snapped up. They'd sold, but the winning entry hadn't sold when we did the voting. So
it did eventually sell.
Right.
So somebody wishes to have it. So I don't think it's a piece that people would really want to have on their bedroom wall in particular.
I would, because I was so impressed by it. I thought it was great. So we always like to go back a bit. And, you know, like, when did you get involved in art? When did you realise you had a talent?
I was one of those kids in high school who just hung out at the art block. So I was a bit more of an outcast. And I wanted to go into art college. My mother told me there's no money in art, which is true. I went into science instead. There's no money in science either, but that's that's the irony of it all. And I think that during my PhD I did in Hobart, I was very stressed out, and that was using art as a therapy tool and getting back into it. And they've got a very small Pride Network in Tasmania, Tas Pride, yep. And they've got one of the longest running queer art exhibitions in the country.
Okay.
And so it was called Artfully Queer, and I put in this piece, and it was this oil painting, and didn't think, and it was also a very raw and emotive sort of like piece, very abstract, and it sold very quickly, and I was going, maybe I need to do this again. And then once moving to Melbourne, I got involved with the Midsummer Festival. So I was helping Rat Simpson curate the visual arts program for several years, and now doing a lot of my own sort of curating charity sort of shows to promote work, and also developing my own comic book, which is something that not quite sure when something will be ready more to display, but that's more where I'm focusing a lot of my art at the moment.
And with Midsummer, we had you this year, wasn't it, with Rowan to talk about the Midsummer Art Prize.
Yeah, so in January I ran, I curated Queer Art Prize Australia. Mm. And then most recently, so last Thursday, I curated a Pride Art 2017, which was international art exhibition held with a law firm Clifford Chance, so in their offices in 9 cities around the world, including Sydney and Perth for Australia. They had simultaneous queer art exhibitions.
Wow.
To showcase the best emerging talent in the world, so showcase 19 artists.
And yours included?
Well. Yes, I put mine in, yeah.
So. Right, okay. Of course, you should.
Now, Jimmy, I just wanted to ask you, going back to your grief artwork, is part of it, part about putting it in, you know, about starting a discourse, about things that you've dealt with and you want other people to talk about as well and bring it out into the open?
Very much so. I think that particularly when it comes to mental health, and I think that even start talking about the subject of mental health, immediately people put up walls and stigma comes associated with it. But it's more just exploring that it's normal to feel feelings, and we're humans at the end of the day. And I think particularly men are less likely to seek help. And unfortunately, those in the LGBTQIA plus community, that we're disproportionately more at risk of mental health difficulties. And I think there's more reason today for us to say, well, it's fine for us to examine feelings and emotions, and to put it out there, doesn't it actually strengthens us as a consequence.
Mm. What's next? What would you like to achieve as an artist?
Well, it's quite interesting that thing that's been working on the side is I was trying to end these series of teddy bears that I was doing, to say, okay, I would like to move into a bit more new ground. So I've been working on this rather dark comic book on the side as well, but I was thinking, okay, as a final sort of collection of my works, I wanted to write a picture book, and it has a quite sad title of The Teddy Bear Who Received No Hugs. And so the story, so I've written the story, so it's a half poem sort of basis, and my mother was the only one who actually read it in completion and the current draft, and this was only like maybe a week before she went to hospital. And so now I think what I'm going to do is continue that work and finish the illustrations for it, not so much for any goal for it to be published, but I think more to continue that process, because I think I need to have that sort of closure as a consequence from that.
Why not publish it?
I think I will, but I think that that won't be the primary goal.
Yep.
So it won't be that I'm doing it. So in order to try to publish or get money, I think for myself, no matter what stage it gets to, even if it's not suitable for publication or not a sellable product as is, that will still have that sort of closure I need in my mind for that. Yeah.
Now, you've actually agreed to do something, which we haven't announced it yet, but we're going to announce it now because you're the first artist that we can talk about with it, is that Sunday Arts Magazine is holding a fundraiser for Joy, and it's going to be an art auction. We've been asking artists that have been on our show if they would donate a piece of their art. And Jimmy, you have agreed to do that.
Yes, so quite happy to, yes.
And thank you so much for doing that. And we're having this art auction. It's going to start being promoted on Joy in about a week's time. We're just waiting to get over Radiothon. Save the date. It's August 10. Just put that in your diary. And we've got some amazing artists, which we'll be talking more and more in the next few weeks. And award winner, Jimmy, is part of this exhibition. So just keep that in mind. So, again, thank you, Jimmy, for being part of that. But you're very good on donating your work, aren't you?
At the end of the day, it's not about the money. Money's nice, but I think it's more so if you can help others in your life, I think that's always the most important message. So I'm also on Joy for Checkpoint, so sneaky plug. And so during the Radiothon, I donated work there. So
you
more,
did.
It's more Pokemon fan art type work, so I'm a geek at heart also. And a lot of my friends and colleagues, they're also equally as generous. And I think that's one great thing about Australia, and particularly Melbourne's LGBTIQ art community, is that the artists tend to have this reputation of being quite fickle at times and quite hard to deal with. But a lot of artists may be, but I think that a lot of people who I've had the pleasure to work with are such generous, warm people who want not only their art to be shown and enjoyed by others, but if it can help others in the process, they're very happy to.
Yep. So how can people find out more about your art?
So most of my art goes onto my Instagram at the moment, which you can just search Jimmy Twin or Jimwa. So I'm just, in light of winning the Men on Men, I've just taken down my normal website, jimmytwin.com, so I'm revamping it now, leading up to the exhibition coming for Midsummer.
So it's Jimmy, which is obvious, J-I-M-M-Y, but then T-W-I-N is
yes,
twin.
Yes.
Okay, so congratulations again on winning Men on Men, and I can't wait to see your comic book or your teddy bear that hasn't been hugged. What's it called?
Teddy bear who received no hugs.
Received no hugs. What a great name. And also, thank you, and I hope you can be there on the night of the art auction for Joy.
Oh, most definitely.
Because it's a lovely opportunity for you to meet people as well as their seeing the art, and I can't wait to see how much yours goes for. So looking forward to that. And what's your Instagram account again?
So it's the name's Jimwa, so J-I-M-W-A-H, but also if you search for Jimmy Twin, that will come up, because I think I'm the only Jimmy Twin in the world.
Yeah, it's an interesting surname, isn't it?
Yeah, and even first name. So Jimmy is my real name. So
okay.
Named after the cricket. Luckily, my mother couldn't spell, but...
Oh, that's gorgeous. Good. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you in a few weeks' time.
Will do.
thanks. Award-winning artist Jimmy Twin. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.